Scout Schultz called Georgia Tech campus police to report an armed person matching Schultz's own description walking around the school. After approaching the police with a sharp tool and yelling, "Shoot me," Officer Tyler Beck shot Schultz 3 times in the heart. Schultz was known to have problems with mental health, having attempted suicide years earlier. Suicide notes were found in Schultz's room, and the incident raises a lot of questions. Did the police really have to use deadly force to subdue Schultz? We're going to explore that question later in the program. But here's another question. Could something have been done to prevent Schultz from seeking an apparent suicide by cop in the first place? Georgia Tech recently reduced the number of counseling sessions available to a student. They reduced it to a maximum of 16 sessions over 4 years. And then just last week, they reversed that policy. It's back to an unlimited number of visits again. Are colleges like Georgia Tech doing enough to support students' mental health? I'm going to explore that question now with Colin Spencer, External Relations Committee Chair for the Mental Health Student Coalition at Georgia Tech. Also with us is Tim Elmore, president of Growing Leaders, which works to raise mental health awareness in young adults. Hello to you both.
Hey, good morning.
Colin, let me go to you first. There's certainly a broadly observed cultural stereotype that elite technical colleges like Georgia Tech are particularly high-pressure environments that extract a mental health toll on their students. Would you say that that's true?
Yeah, I don't think there's any debate there.
Well, I suppose there's another stereotype that a lot of the students who tend to go to elite technical colleges have fewer coping skills available to them to deal with such things. Is that true?
I wouldn't say necessarily fewer coping skills as compared to anyone else. I think that people have conditions that they're predisposed to before coming to college. And then once you get to an environment such as Georgia Tech, which is so high pressure, those conditions tend to emerge faster than they would at, say, your standard liberal arts college.
We asked Georgia Tech students whether they are aware of the mental health resources that are available on campus, and here's some clips of some of what they said to us.
Hi, my name is Juliana Mena. I am a second-year industrial engineering major here at Georgia Tech. I actually know that there's a counseling center here on campus, but I have never really, I don't know how to access it, if I'm quite honest.
My name is Brandon. I'm a fourth-year IE at Georgia Tech. I don't know a lot about them. I know we have a health center. Stamps, they're pretty good at stuff. I don't know where to go for mental health, though.
My name is Sheena Ganju, and I'm a fourth-year industrial engineer. Yeah, so there's a decent amount of quantity of things you can go to, whether it's women's health resources or mental health resources. We have a psychiatrist as well in the Stamp Student Health Center. So I think there's a decent amount.
Colin Spencer, you are a student at Georgia Tech. You are with a group that's dedicated toward raising awareness of mental health issues at Georgia Tech. As you listen to your peers and their impressions of the resources that are available on campus, what are you thinking?
Well, we've known for a long time that people's knowledge on mental health on campus is mixed. It seems sort of like you almost have to be in the know, which it shouldn't be that way. I think a big part of that is that incoming students aren't initially exposed to those resources at, say, facet orientation. Like, for example, like they'll mention the counseling center, but the counseling center itself is located in the back corner of a building. And so no one actually knows where it is, and that causes quite a few problems.
Sure. Tim Elmore with the group Growing Leaders. To what extent are the issues that you're hearing about here at Georgia Tech representative of things that happen at college campuses all over the country?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're hearing about this almost everywhere we go. The nationwide data is about 27% of college-age students experience some type of mental health issue. The ones we're hearing most about are anxiety disorders, eating disorders, and depression. And I totally agree with your other guest. I think that most students just aren't really paying attention when they first get oriented to the school on where the counseling center is or how often they might need to access that to just practice good emotional hygiene. You know, we do dental hygiene and we got our academic advisors, but I'm not sure if we're really taking advantage of the help we need, at least in our day, for the volume of problems that pop up during college.
Are college students more susceptible to mental health issues than other students, other people of the same age?
This is a guess now. This is just me based on my experience. Probably so, only because of what we just noted, that you get into college and you feel the pressure to make the grade, make the team, you're striving to keep up that GPA, to get the scholarship, or to please mom and dad. There's all kinds of reasons. So my hunch is that, while it's everywhere, it's probably even more so in a high-pressure cooker like a college campus, where we just feel so much like how I do here is how it's going to turn out for my career.
We're talking about the availability and the quality of mental health services on college campuses, and we're talking about it apropos of the death of Scout Schultz, a Georgia Tech student who apparently committed what they call a suicide by cop on the Tech campus recently. And going to Colin Spencer, who is with the student group, the Mental Health Student Coalition of Georgia Tech. Colin, you talked about the availability of mental health services on the Tech campus and how a lot of students aren't able to find it, don't know what's available, don't know what they can get. Once they get in, what is the quality of the services, in your opinion?
I mean, based off of my experience, I found it extremely helpful, and they helped me make a tremendous recovery from where I started. But it's also mixed, right? The Georgia Tech Counseling Center, they are there for the initial treatment of a student whenever they come, and for general counseling. And for people who need long-term repetitive care, they have like a huge database that they can point students to. But they're probably not going to be able to help with very specific things, such as eating disorders, in a long-term manner. But they can treat it for, a semester or two.
Let's listen to a couple other students' impressions. Here's Georgia Tech student Lauren Douglas telling us that she has a friend who had a negative experience with on-campus counseling.
I guess they didn't find it helpful, and it was, really difficult to get a slot to talk to somebody, to get help. So I think it's just literally there's not enough resources for the number of people who need help.
Now here's Tech student William Cuthbertson saying that he had a positive experience, even though he has a friend who did not have a positive experience.
I got plugged into a support group last year. It had a really positive effect on how I was feeling about certain things. But I also had a friend who I recommended to the counseling center, and he came back from it with not quite as great of an experience. He said that he didn't really feel like he was getting too much out of it. So I think it's individual basis,
We should mention that we did reach out to Georgia Tech for participation in this segment, and we did receive no reply. Going back to Tim Elmore, president of Growing Leaders, what are some of the top things that college campuses can do to improve the quality of their mental health services, not just the quantity?
Well, that's a loaded question. You know that, don't you? But let me offer maybe two or three real quick thoughts. As we work in relationship with several thousand schools, I feel like as I observe, schools are far too often in a reactive mode. We're just trying to respond and react to the volume of students that are needing help. And I really feel like it's time now to be in a proactive mode. This issue's not going away. And my fear is that we just settle for a new normal. Kids are just depressed. Kids are just anxious. And I don't know that it has to be this way. So I would suggest perhaps revamping or expanding freshman orientation. I think the first-year student getting on the campus may have little idea what they're about to face. They were the valedictorian on the high school campus, and now they're a bunch of other 4.0 students, and the pressure just feels so great. So in that freshman orientation, it's expanded. I think, as was mentioned already, there's a list of affordable outsourced counselors available. Maybe they talk to them about practicing emotional hygiene, like I mentioned before. And I think part of that needs to be social media training. If you look at the data, when this issue of high anxiety, high depression began to rise, it directly parallels the rise of social media. Now, I'm not a witch hunt here. I'm not finding a demon under every bush, but the overwhelming amount of data that you just take in when you're on social media is more than our brains can handle, I think, sometimes when we got a full load of classes and, I've got this and that going on. So I think helping students really managing what's about to happen and that it will be very different than their past would really be, my term is we've got to help them practice good emotional hygiene, just like we practice good dental hygiene in
our
lives.
Yeah. And you're arguing that it's the job of more than just the counseling center on campus. It needs to be integrated into the curriculum, perhaps in other ways. I teach at Mercer University. One of the things that we do down here in Macon is, every single freshman student is required to do a freshman seminar class.
Yeah.
Where they meet once a week and we talk to them about common issues on campus. A lot of those are emotional and psychological. Colin Spencer, is there an equivalent at Georgia Tech?
We have GT1000 classes, which aren't required, but they basically are. Pretty much everyone takes them as an incoming freshman, but they're not usually integrated with issues, like you said. And that is something that we're actually working on. So.
Okay. What are your other top couple of agenda items for improving mental health services on the Tech campus in particular?
I think the major thing, Saturday, President Peterson announced that there's a $1 million endowment fund that he set aside for mental health resources. And so I think a lot of people right now are looking at suicide and the counseling center really as almost scapegoats for the issues of mental health, when everything really starts upstream of that. The counseling center is not necessarily the whole picture of the problem. 86% of people who do choose to complete suicide don't actually seek mental health resources. And so we need to have more discussions on campus about the culture of Georgia Tech. Why are people not seeking out these resources? Why does it seem almost natural for every year for us to have a suicide?
Well, good for you for getting that conversation going. That's Colin Spencer, External Relations Committee Chair for the Mental Health Student Coalition at Georgia Tech. We were also talking to Tim Elmore, President of Growing Leaders, which works to raise mental health awareness in young adults. Thank you both for being here.
My pleasure.